Alright folks, welcome back to the Motivation Spark. Your daily 5-minute shot of inspiration, delivered straight up with a side of real talk. That's me, Jackson Reed, here to light your fire and get you moving. Today we're diving into something super important, something that can be the difference between feeling like you're running on fumes and actually thriving, setting healthy boundaries for your mental well-being. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, 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 but rarely getting anything back? Like a well-worn-out party favor everyone keeps asking for? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. Setting healthy boundaries is not about being selfish or shutting people out. It's about protecting your precious mental energy and creating space for the things that truly matter to you. Think of it like this. Imagine your mental health as a beautiful garden. You wouldn't let just anyone trample through, steal your flowers, or leave the trash everywhere, right? You'd carefully cultivate it, nurture it, and protect it from anything that could harm it. That's exactly what healthy boundaries do for your mind. So, how do you build those impenetrable mental fences? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Identify your needs. Before you can set boundaries, you need to know what you actually need. What drains your energy? What makes you feel stressed or resentful? Write it down, be brutally honest with yourself. Are people constantly asking for favors when you're already swamped? Do certain conversations leave you feeling drained? Identifying these red flags is the first step to creating healthy boundaries. 2. Communicate clearly and respectfully. Once you know your needs, it's time to communicate them. This doesn't have to be a confrontational battle, it's about being clear and assertive. Practice saying things like, "I'm happy to help, but I need some time to myself to recharge," or "that topic is a bit sensitive for me right now. Can we talk about something else?" Remember, your feelings are valid and you deserve to have them respected. 3. Don't over-explain. You don't owe anyone a lengthy explanation for your boundaries. A simple, "I need some space right now," or "that's not something I'm comfortable discussing," is often enough. People who truly care will understand and respect your decision. 4. Learn to say no. This is the big one, folks. Saying no can be tough, especially if you're a people pleaser. But remember, saying yes to everything ends up saying no to your own well-being. Start small, say no to that extra commitment, decline that unnecessary meeting, or politely pass on an invitation that doesn't align with your priorities. 5. Practice self-care. Setting boundaries is not a one-time thing, it's an ongoing process. Make sure you're prioritizing self-care activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul, whether it's taking walks in nature, reading a good book, spending time with loved ones, or simply indulging in some quiet time for yourself. Think about a time when someone overstepped your boundaries. Maybe a friend constantly called late at night, a coworker piled on extra tasks without asking, or a family member shared personal information you weren't comfortable discussing. How did that make you feel? Probably drained, stressed, and maybe even resentful. Now imagine if you had set a clear boundary saying something like, "Hey, I appreciate you reaching out, but after 9 p.m, I need some quiet time to recharge," or "I'm happy to help with your project, but please let me know in advance so I can plan accordingly." Doesn't that feel better? So, remember, folks, setting healthy boundaries is not about being difficult, it's about taking care of yourself and creating a life that feels fulfilling and balanced. It's about honoring your needs and protecting your mental well-being. You deserve to have your voice heard and your feelings respected. We've covered some key points today. Identifying your needs, communicating clearly, saying no gracefully, and practicing self-care. Think about which of these resonates most with you. Where can you start implementing a boundary today? Maybe it's saying no to that extra commitment or setting aside time for yourself each evening. Every small step counts. As always, remember to share this episode with anyone who could use a little motivation spark. Let's keep spreading the message of self-care and healthy boundaries. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.